One person has said that man is incurably religious. That yearning to know God or to represent God motivates people to try to make images that help them understand God or the gods or however in their mind it is constructed. So we have an image in our mind about God. But God made an image of himself, and the Bible tells us about it. Genesis 1, verse 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, "Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." You see, God made man in his image, a reflection of what God is like. It comes from a Hebrew word, a root word meaning to shade or a phantom, an illusion, a resemblance. And so some sort of representative figure, an idol, is given this word. You see, God made man a special type of living creature. And at the crowning pinnacle of that, he made man. And he made man to be a reflection of himself. You see, we're like what David the psalmist said when he looked at his own body and he said, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made." And that goes for all of us, no matter what kind of shape our body, no matter what our ethnic background, whether we're male or we're female, God made a wonderful creature. And he loved this creature so much that he gave us freedom because he wanted this creature, this man, this woman that he created to love him freely without reservation. And when they disobeyed him, sin came into the world and his creature was tarnished and corrupted. But someday, we're going to have that new body. Those of us who believe in Jesus will be changed, and we will be in the very presence of God in that image and likeness that he created in the first place. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I'm so looking forward to that day when I will be able to be with you. I thank you for providing redemption for me so that a sinner could be justified before you and I could have the hope of eternal life forever with a new and pristine body. In Jesus' name, amen.